now what we've been doing with the dead cows. Good. We know everything's good. The problem is the clothing. Why not? The butcher takes, we get free, he simply returns us the skin of the cow. And with the cow hide, we properly tan it, we can make mazunga heads for the cold.
Yes.
And shoes, straps, whatever may be needed. The idea being that in the Western countries especially, people are accustomed to eating animals, animal flesh. So we have no objection.
Especially
cows and beef. So we have no objection, but they should at least wait until it dies naturally. What is the harm? They still get the same thing. And one devotee, Kirtanan, I think, was saying that when they slaughter an animal, even in the slaughterhouse, it has to sit sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Some number of days before they distribute it. So I propose that the Westerners, they consider that this is superstitious, this protection of the cow. Why superstition? The cow is providing milk. Every child knows that he's getting milk from the cow. The cow is mother. So why in the old age you should slaughter mother? Is this a good argument that, like for example, they say in India how so many people are starving. Why don't they eat the cows? So the Prabhupada proposed that. So if you're starving, does it mean that you eat your mother and father?
Wait, if you want to eat, let the father and mother die.
It's so reasonable. At least Prabhupada says for the same infection, they will accept.
The thing is, people are mad at the meat.
The madman.
But they still get it.
Get meat.
But then their argument is that if we don't have big slaughterhouses, then there won't be enough
supply. No, why
supply?
That's when the animal is going to die.
It's
not, but he's permanent. Why
should we kill? But they kill the animal first in the slaughterhouse and then do whatever they have to do.
But we are killing when they are young and the meat is fresh. When the body's old, it's
nice. You have to kill. Fresh, not bad. You think fresh, but it's wet.
But the old flesh is not.
Anywhere you do not do whatever that. So at least you can take free of charges a dead cow from us and you can give us only the skin and eat it.
This should be interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, so reasonable.
So we don't want anything from you. You take it, the whole place, you take free. You simply give us the skin, you can eat it.
Even if people would do this, it would be such an advancement.
Yes.
So,
the butcher even he can sell the meat cheaply, make profit. He's getting it free of charge.
Maybe sometime in the future this could happen when Krishna consciousness becomes a very powerful influence in the country. But unless we could actually
the question then. If you can change this cow and sell in your farm, which I farm, if you like this thing, and you can change the customer, but if you like gold, it is cheaper. So whatever money you get, that's your problem. We haven't got any lessons.
They tell
you propose that we should do this now to the problem?
Yeah, the proposition is very good. That's a fact. No,
I suppose you try one butcher. Yes. Why not make this one? How does it see?
Yeah, but he will not pay anything.
He's not going to pay us. He'll take it and sell it.
They sell meat for 1 pound of meat. They can get sometimes $2, $3, $4.
So you can get
so much money, big cow.
But the government has inspectors. They have a team of inspectors. No meat can be sold unless it is inspected. And then they want to examine the condition.
So they don't inspect what is wrong there. It should be okay. They inspect on the basis. Nothing wrong. And then I'm doing this.
Generally, though, that inspection is when the animal is alive, they check to see that it has no disease. Then they can be killed. But if an animal dies naturally, then generally it's to be supposed that it dies from some malfunction in the body, that there may be some diseases or whatever. So then
yeah, they have so many,
but that is their rules and regulations. So
that's by doing an analysis, don't find any particles, you can check. From the common point of view, why is this body so rested? They can utilize those anything like that. And the common point of view, who said it spin is right for our purpose. That is heavy. After all, this bag is king for our pot making.
For his farm scraps, huh? For the slippers. I think that in Minnesota has done that with some of the cows. They've taken the hide for making the scraps from the legs.
They're not doing it.
The moose would not do it. No.
Yeah, that's for the mooses. Give it to the butcher, he will get the skin and give it to us.
Not that anything we have to do, no. That's what you see there. Those are good, they can be done by them.
Like it will be a long time before we can implement something like that.
But if you have passed, then in spite of the other propaganda, we cannot stop it.
Yes.
So those who are eating, let us make some argument. But you take the tree outside. But we cannot point out to negate the tree.
Yes.
Then make good profit. And we are interested in this game. So, how does that make sense? It's practical.
It's very good.
Instead of the thing being worked upon nothing, let us, you have come in, that you are eating, you can eat. And we want this game, that is good. What is wrong with it? Yes. Which is why you think that's a fact. And you want to eat, how you eat?
Could such a thing be done in India today also?
Why would it be done? Any why would it be done? Who does that eat? And for some of you, try.
Practical Christian.
We can't stop meat eating, but we can stop the unnecessary slaughter of animals.
Huh? Yeah.
That would be a great step forward.
So our business is to stop slaughter.
Yeah.
Meat eating we can't stop. A certain percentage must be there. Fourth class and the fifth class. Yeah. That's for classification. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and Chanda. Chandanas, he will live in. They're eating. Literally eating. That is in India, still. If you start in India, nobody is eating meat. The Pavla class eats. The Chandala class, they eat.
Stephen Cal.
Again. This Cal Stephen has been introduced by these British.
Christian. By the Jew and the Christian.
Now even they're exporting beef from India.
Yes. But I don't do anything that you get out of the camp. I do not know. These days, there's 20 days. Something just like changed. There is some sort of difference. They cut peace. The peace is never killed alive.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm taking down from our history. After feelings.
They don't consider it a young fish or an old fish.
People will not get sick.
Huh?
They will not get sick
from
the old.
Huh? They are not.
They also need to taste or scoop top the skin maybe.
They are eating so many rotten things.
Right. And they're burning it, cooking it.
Lobster is simply pus.
Yeah.
I've seen it. From a white flesh it doesn't become yellow. Pus then. Delicious. What is about the soup?
Lamb, chowder,
so many things.
But this like them as the lobster soup. The clam on any side of the thing is in the house back here. Lobster soup.
In England? Oysters?
And lobster.
Lobster. With the big pinchers.
Ah.
Yeah, the big long fingers. They get the lobster sometimes alive. And they throw them in boiling water, and they can hear them screaming. But now they're speculating whether it's actually the lobster screaming because it's been boiled alive, or whether it's just air that's coming out from its body and making a squeaking noise.
No, that is apart from that, they import lobster from India, Cochin. They are exporting lobster, that I've seen. The same sea, the loaded with lobster pack.
Yeah.
And black people, guess who is the exporter? Right. The biggest farm for exporting. But these lobster, although they're getting ice and farm, they become the compost.
Yeah.
I've seen in the quote, that come out of the fire. There is store of lobster. And the lobster has become yellow and almost matching. Maybe bones. They're saying that.
Mm. When it starts to fall apart, that's when they consider it's the best.
Huh?
When it starts to fall apart, that's when they think it's the best. I think it. I mentioned before, in England, the gentry, British gentry, when they used to go hunting, shooting pheasants and partridges, afterwards they would get the dead birds and hang them in a shed outside. And then after some days, when all the skin and the feathers was literally falling off, that's when they would eat it. That's when it was considered rich.
There are so many conductors in Burma. They have a system by this family. And they know there is a pot, big pot. So, whatever animal dies, put it, and cover it. But in this way, after some years, they become cold and become liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is so decomposed that it will only don't realize this man. But that is mature. Then they take out liquid.
Yeah.
And keep it in bottle. That is called Nazi. And they stop it. And when there is some peace at home, they give liquid. That's Nazi. And there
is. It is barbers?
Huh?
Barbers?
Burma. And when you fry blue cheese, and the, all the other tenants will come. This is back when we opened, my grandmother opened a branch in Burma. The Gauranga was my family. He was there. He said that this is going to fry puri. He smelled that. So many people will come from other apartments. And then Lati, they cleansed it in peace. So it is a good surprise.
I remember as a child in Hong Kong, in the village, they would keep big glass jars with snakes. They would put the snakes in the jars. And after they were many times soaking in liquid, then they would eat it.
Pickled
snakes.
Snakes.
Yeah, keep it in a jar, in liquid.
Yeah, in the jar, alive.
No, they catch it, kill it, put it in the jar.
It's like a pickle. They pickle it.
When they want to eat. So, there is poison in the mouth, they cut it.
Yeah, they cut off their flesh.
In snake, we eat it. In India, there is a plant. It's snake. Sankar. Mm. Chinese,
they're Chinese.
Yeah,
Hong Kong.
They so many bombings. In Mexico, they have a sandwich called the tortilla. It has live cockroaches. And as they're eating, the cockroaches are running to get out of the sandwich, and they're pushing them back in and eating.
In Africa, also they eat live cockroaches. In Africa also. Oh, cockroaches, dead or alive, anything. Once when we were in Zambia, there was this one African who was cleaning around the house. His name was David. He was about 20 years old. So we swept up his room because he was so filthy. I was there at the time. And there were all these cockroaches in a pile. And we were about to throw them out. And he said, "What? You're throwing them out? You mean you're not going to eat them?"
Even now, but there's one big professor that we met in the college.
Sorry to understand if Prasadam is making.
Not only the Africans, but this big professor, she is advocating that people should eat the bugs because they are good protein. She is experimenting with different bugs. The worm, the cockroach, the beetle. And she's doing a big study, getting paid money, how to feed people by eating insects.
They're already doing that. In France, you can buy cans of chocolate coated ants.
Grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers, frog's legs, bumblebees, fried bumblebees you can get. The French eat the most abominable foodstuffs.
The English think that way anyway.
They all do.
The English think that the French eat abominable foods.
This is the mode of nature, should call it, actually.
What up, Joe? What's up?
it's difficult to imagine what kind of thread we would have had as your comments started this movement.
Everything is so scientific. We've seen practically that as people take up this chanting, that gradually they lose their taste for every other kind of eating. Informed Kirtananda Swami about some of these ideas?
Yes,
it's the best. Good. One thing the other day they were saying that sometimes when they have this skim milk and there's some expert after they fed it to the cows, they throw it away, they use it to fertilize it. Should they do that?
Hmm?
Is that alright to use that?
No.
They should.
Oh no, we can use it.
Yeah, it's the skim milk after they.
What is it?
They have some skim milk.
Hmm.
So, when they've finished giving it to the devotees, and they finish giving it to the cows, then if there's any extra, throw it away.
I'll do it to the cows.
They feed it to the cows.
Feed?
They drink it, they put it in their feed. Whatever. But then if there's any extra, then they throw it away. Put it on the, mix it with fertilizer or whatever for the land.
It should not be given to the cows. It should be kept. And then if it's broken, it's going to channel.
It should be made into curd in the oven,
yeah.
Like that.
Not too bad. Carrot.
Carrot.
What is that?
Butter?
No, cheese.
Cheese. Yeah.
Mm.
But it's not just so.
Mm.
But cheese is going to make so many people.
Oh, mostly it's a collab, isn't it?
Yeah.
You mentioned also about the way that you get
everything to be. Instead of drinking water, what we can drink, bread.
Hmm.
That's very good, it's everything. Bread, a good little salt pan, bread, good digest.
Hmm.
You can avoid water, drink, bread. You can use it for the chapati.
Taking dough?
Chapati, just like you dip the chapati, dal. You can dip bread. You can save dal to the expenses. Nothing of main product can be wasted. Sublime.
Yeah, that's what I thought, that's what I was asking.
After the last drop,
everything.
The milk should not be given to the calves?
Huh?
Should not be, the calves should get?
They don't require it. They don't require it. So how is it presently meant for the human being? They can fly in so many ways. And this would be protection, such an important animal. This is unique.